Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the third Sunday in Lent, March 23rd, 2025, entitled The Gospel of Second Chances. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton Podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser Podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
If it bears fruit, well and good. If not, cut it down. So I suppose if we're paying attention, what we'll come to realize about the Gospel of Luke as we read along this year is that Luke is the Gospel of Second Chances. Today Jesus tells a parable about a barren fig tree. The imagery is reminiscent of the scriptures in which the people of God are compared to a garden planted and tended by the Lord. But before he gets to that, he sets out to dispel a common misperception of the faithful people of his time, and interestingly enough, also of ours. That is, that God's judgment is the experience of God's wrath apart from God's mercy. And we joke about it, don't we? God will get you for that. But deep down, we also somehow believe it. It's the same understanding held by the friends of Job. Job, in the Old Testament, lost literally everything. Possessions, family, even his health. And Job's friends spent all of their time trying to figure out what Job had done to deserve such misfortune. Rabbi Harold Kushner, in his book, When Bad Things Happen to Good People, argues that misfortune is not necessarily God's punishment for our miserable sins. It's altogether possible, maybe even likely, that wrongdoing, being out of step with creation, can lead to our demise. But that didn't really describe Job. And it really doesn't describe many of us. Stuff happens. It's our pervasive inability, it seems, to understand that everything that goes around doesn't necessarily have us at the center of it. Nobody is just necessarily out to get us, least of all our God. It's the reality that some stuff just happens. All of that said, we also need to guard against overcompensating. That is, the tendency to believe that there is no judgment at all. because there is divine judgment. There is a bottom line, and it's probably best if we don't walk on it. What we miss is that the judge is also the one who saves. The judge intercedes for us. So Jesus said to his disciples, "Who sinned that this man was born blind?" And actually, it was the disciples who said that to Jesus. "Who sinned that this man was born blind?" And Jesus said, "Neither." Jesus answers, and he gave the man his sight. Pilate slaughtered hundreds as they offered sacrifices, and surely they deserved God's punishment. A tower fell on 18 and killed them dead. What had they done? So, you see the pattern. But the experience of God's wrath, apart from God's mercy, is not inevitable. Rather, it's contingent upon repentance. The Greek word there is metanoia, and it's translated as repentance. What's conveyed there is not a feeling of regret or being sorry, either sincerely or otherwise. It's a complete turning away from former beliefs and actions in faithful acceptance of the proclamation of God's kingdom in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And that's the hope. That's the hope offered in Jesus' parable of the fig tree. Not that God is going to do something different, but that we are going to do something different. Some have made attempts to read the allegory literally, understanding the 3 years represent Jesus' ministry, the tree itself as the Jewish nation. But perhaps it's best to focus simply on the notion that the fig tree is reflective of the apathy and indecision that is widespread among those who hear Jesus' message. Because the tree looks good. Lovely foliage, just no fruit. And delay of its destruction should in no way suggest a lack of urgency. Because there is judgment. Just in the parable, the consequences are delayed. And the delay creates some space. And the space makes opportunity for transformation, change, reform. And the change, the turning around, is the desired end, not the destruction of a fruitless fig tree. But preacher, you may be saying, don't the Gospels also tell about Jesus cursing a fruitless fig tree? And you would be right. Both Mark and Matthew include that incident. All involve fig trees, but that's the only similarity. Here, Luke has Jesus telling a parable. Luke is the gospel of second chances. Remember the prodigal son. The younger brother squanders his whole inheritance even before his father dies. The older son gets no reward for his loyalty and service. The prodigal gets a party. Jesus calls Levi, famous for being a tax collector, to be a disciple. In fact, he calls all the 12, all of which have somewhat questionable backgrounds. And remember, turn the other cheek. Jesus talks about trees and their fruit more than once. Go and sin no more, he told the woman caught in adultery. When the disciples argued about who should be first, he took a child upon his knee. And the thief on the cross, well, Luke would have him say, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Luke is the gospel of second chances. Space which allows for change. Jesus is the God of second chances. Luke's audience was primarily Gentile. When he wrote, it wasn't for those on the inside who should have known better. Luke's gospel version is global. All of us who need a chance and who need to change. But at every turn, we take that all too much for granted, it seems. We squander inheritances. I make excuses about how hard it's been lately, how my abundance is really my good fortune and only for me to use. We're polluting and destroying the good creation. We believe affluence to be what we deserve and use more than our share. When someone wrongs us, we're quick to judge. How dare they disrespect us? Off with their heads, as Lewis Carroll's Queen of Hearts once said. I shop the bargains, I do, yes I do, even when it means my closer neighbors lose their livelihood. So the leaves are lush and green. We say the right things, but the fruit is not always there. I need divine mercy, and I need time to repent. I need time to turn around. And what I also need to understand is that it can't take forever. The time is now. I need to do it. And I'm betting that might describe you too. So what's to be done? When the foliage looks great, but the fruit is scarce. When the tree stands tall, but that's all. When it just isn't meeting the expectation. Well, let's hope that the answer is this. Dig around it. Throw some manure on it. Give it another season. And if still there is no fruit, cut it down.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.